Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 11 of It's No Secret Podcast. We are your hosts, Teresa Scharz and Bianca Rose. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Swell.
Swell.
Alive is a good thing. Yes, alive is a good thing. How was everybody's week?
Went by fast to me. I didn't know today was it was Wednesday. Jesus, I'm trying to make it Thursday.
Yeah,
it was Thursday.
All right. If you have watched our show before, you know that we always start our episode with our highs and lows of the week. So let's start with our lows. We're going to start with Bianca today.
Ooh, okay. My low happened on Saturday when I had Amazon primed a dress, a long sleeve dress for a wedding that day that it was going to be really cold. So I really needed that dress. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, it's going to get there at 10 in the morning. I said, great. And I got the package and it was a package of fidget toys.
See, I was expecting to hear like, oh,
the dress didn't fit.
Yeah, or maybe the cut was wrong, or maybe it was the wrong dress.
I was so upset. I was walking around so mad, panicking. I was like, you know what?
You should have just wore the fidget toys.
Wore the fidget toys. I'm like, let me find like some silver lining. I'm like, you know what? It could be worse. I could be that teenage person that was probably expecting the fidget toys, some anxiety-driven like person really needing those fidget spinners. And they got a damn dress that probably didn't fit them. Oh, my God. It would have been like double worse for them.
The fact that you even thought that says a lot about you. So
it does.
Before I move on to Shari, if you're watching us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube live, join us in the chat. Let us know what your highs and lows were for the week, and we will make sure to share them. So, Shari, what was your low for the week?
My low for the week was Tuesday. Oh my God. That was just yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh, Tuesday. Okay. So I have this thing about Tuesdays from the past. Like Tuesdays were very challenging days for me. Like something would go wrong and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Tuesday. No wonder that's happening to me because it's Tuesday, right? So my Tuesdays have not Tuesdayed in a very long time, but yesterday.
Damn, she went up like an octave higher in her voice.
Yeah. Yesterday, Tuesday, the fuck out of me. So.
Well, can we ask what happened?
Just work. It was work. Mainly work. It was just like a lot of shit happening all at the same time. And, you know, it was very overwhelming in the moment, but. It was just one of them days, like, everything was just going left. Like, every time I turned around, it was, like, something else. And I'm like, wait, no, I'm not even done being mad about the last shit. Now something else done happened. Like, it was just one of those days. But I survived it, unless I'm here.
Yes. Yeah. My low and my high are actually the same thing, but for different reasons, right, obviously. So I'll start with my low. Today is actually my baby, my youngest one's fourth birthday. So it's been a very emotional couple days for both me and my husband because she's the last of the Mohicans, okay? We ain't having no more babies, okay? Mm-hmm. And so, like, I was telling my husband, I was like, holy shit, like, these are our last firsts. So, like, everything she does for the first time is the last time that we're going to get to experience this. And so it's been really emotional, like even today coming home and just seeing you happy birthday to her and doing things like that, watching her open her gifts. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to cry. So yeah, that was my low. But it's also my high because she's four and it's her birthday and she's growing up and, you know, she's becoming her own little self. And it's so beautiful to watch. Yeah. Are you going to cry with me, Bianca?
No.
I was like, is she tearing up with me? Let's answer the phone. Hello? No, I'm just kidding.
My phone always on silent. I don't know how that even happened.
You got kids.
It on speaker.
It happens.
Call right now.
Yeah. Oh, my God, you got kids, girl. That shit happens.
Lord.
Bianca, what was your high?
My high was that I went to not one, but two different wedding type of events this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And your girl just loves, loves. I love weddings. So aww. I had a ball at each of them. It was great.
Weddings always make me cry.
I want to be invited to all. The second wedding I actually invited myself to. It's fine. I was like, you're not going with anybody? I'll go with you. Just tell me when. Tell me where.
Who'd you go with?
My friend from high school.
Oh, okay. I'm all being nosy. I'm like, who'd you go with?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question since we're talking about weddings real quick?
Yeah.
Y'all ever been to a wedding y'all was just like, this is not it. Like, y'all should not be getting married.
That was my question. I was like, yes. Mm-hmm. When you just think, like, should I be the one to object? Because no one else is. Actually, one of the weddings that I went to, someone was like, call me when they get divorced. I'll go to that party.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Yeah, I've had a mess up situation. I've been in a wedding while, you know, taking pictures because, oh, you know, we at the wedding, and then someone Snapchats me like, hey, is that so and so? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, bro was just trying to talk to me. And I'm like, ooh.
Damn, T.
Did you object?
I'd be so nosy on that. Like, I have so many questions. They were already married.
And then we were at the reception at that point.
It was done already. Damn.
Question, can your marriage be like voided before a certain amount of time?
You can what is it called?
Annulled. But there's only specific reasons that you're allowed an annulment. And a lot of times, depending on the judge, sometimes they make you try to work through it before you go through the process. So it depends.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll go to someone's fifth or sixth wedding that was like, congratulations, you're like an expert at this now.
Oh man, Shari, what was your high?
My high this week was actually on Sunday. I booked a trip for me and my babies to go to Disneyland this weekend. So we're excited about that. So yeah.
The happiest place on earth, baby.
Yes, it is.
I love Disneyland. It
truly is.
As an adult, I love Disneyland.
Me too. Why we're going.
Technically, I have been there, but I was a baby, so I don't remember.
I never went as a child, so I made up for it as an adult. Where I'm like, I think I've gone maybe 3 times as an adult. And I'm just like, okay, ears immediately. I pack a bag to wear to the enough to get into the park, but knowing that I'm going to change into whatever like sweater or shirt that's there. Like, I go to spend money on myself. I'm the biggest kid there.
I know a lot of adults that do that. That it's. I feel like that should be what you do if you're going to Disneyland. Yeah, especially as
I've never been to Disney World because they have like that around the world thing where I see a lot on TikTok trends where it's like, oh, drink around the world. Is that in Disney or is that Universal Studios? Or is that another theme park?
That might be Disney World.
Let me not get the lion. It might be.
That might be Disney World. I can't. You know who might know? Michelle in the chat. She might know.
Michelle, where you at, girl?
Yeah, she actually posted in our Instagram chat and said, my favorite show is on.
Everybody shut up. Her show is on. Put us on the TV. I got something to say.
I got something to say. And she wished my baby a happy birthday. My husband, too. Just a little quick shout out. Happy birthday to the most beautiful, amazing little girl in my life. I love you, Gabby.
Don't make me cry, Gabe.
I know. Oh, see, Michelle said it's Disney World.
Yeah. Epcot, to be exact.
I told you she would know. She got wasted there.
That's the right way to do it.
Figures. All right, so for today's show, we are going to be talking about body image and our self-worth as women, for us, obviously. But of course, you men, chime in the chat. We're very curious to know your opinions on a lot of the topics that we're going to talk about today. So please make sure you guys join us, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. But just to let you know, if you are on Facebook or on YouTube, we can display your comments on the screen. But if you are on Instagram, we will make sure to call them out as well. All right, ladies. So when it comes to body image, I guess the first question I would ask you guys is like, what are some things, if you're willing to talk about it, that you are insecure about?
We're starting. My belly.
Not.
The gut.
The gut. Tina the talking tummy.
Tina the talking tummy, though.
Dude, that scene from White Chicks is just like the epitome of every girl's like struggle.
Oh, man. She said Tina the talking
tummy. The same. Tummy. That's one of my insecurities. Yeah.
Yeah, same. My mama pouch. Yeah. And I was going to mention that. Thank you, Rosie, on our Instagram. For me, like, I've always been really thin, like really thin. And this last baby, she changed me. Like, I mean, I've had times where like my weight, of course, fluctuated. I've been pregnant, you know, two other times before, but like, as soon as I popped them babies out, it was like gone. 3 months at most, gone. And this one, you know, it's been 4 years now. And, you know, she's just hanging around, you know, around. But why, like, what do you guys think triggers that insecurity for you guys?
Comparison.
For me, it's just
comparison's a good one.
For me, it's the feeling I have when I'm dressed. Like, that's my biggest thing. It's like, I like to be comfortable, you know? And yeah, it's like, if I want to wear a specific something, and it's like, you know, you can't even wear that, girl, take that shit off. So like, it's just that for me. It's like, I just want to feel comfortable in my own skin.
Yes. Mm. Agreed.
But, you know, it's weird. I'm getting to a point now where it's like, that's my insecurity. But I'm just at the point now where I'm just like, hey, you're about to be 40. You're perimenopausal. It is what it is. It's going to exist. Yeah. So learn to live with it. That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
What I think for me, yeah, I battle the comparison, not of other people, but of my own self. Like, I have this image of what I think I would look like in something. And when it turns out I don't fit what I thought that it was going to be, it tears me down. So a lot of the times, like, a lot of the styles that I like to wear have like the high-waisted jeans, but it sometimes accentuates that apron belly that I have. Or like, if I try to wear a shirt, crop tops are in and there's no other fucking choice but to look like Winnie the Pooh, you know. So it's like,
no, you did not say that.
In this.
Don't be talking about me.
That's what they call her.
This shirt I'm wearing is a crop top. My pajamas are like, if I can probably pull it up to the camera right now if I can like show you.
Here's my pants.
I'm like Steve Urkel with my pajamas right now, and most of my pants because of the crop tops that just don't cover enough of my belly. Yeah. Like, my boobs take up a good chunk of the shirt, so whatever's left is like, no.
I will be honest with you, though, to your point, Bianca, like that comparison, because in your mind, you do have an image of what it looks like, right? How the clothes are supposed to, quote unquote, look on you. Mm-hmm. And it is so sad. Like, that moment when you put it on and you're like, no, thank you.
And it's ruined, like, my mood, my day, the event. Like, sometimes, like, it gets the best of me. Sometimes it does win.
Yes, I agree. Michelle shared hers insecurity. Thank you for sharing, Michelle. She said, my acne and my tummy as well. And then Rosie J. Garcia said, yeah, I have a hard time finding blouses to cover it. Yeah.
It's a struggle. I don't know why crop top became the sole blouse. But
right,
I mean, it was supposed to, yeah, those like tops were supposed to stay at Forever 21 kind of stores. Now I gotta look for Forever 39 so I can get the other half of the shirt. 39. Like, it's ridiculous.
I used to have a cousin that used to always be like, where's the rest of it? Where's the rest of the shirt? Like, hold it up. Where's the rest of it? Yeah, I will say, like, believe it or not, and a lot of men, you know, that are boob men, right? They're like, ooh, you know, big tatas, and they're all fanatics of it or whatever. That is something that I have spent my entire life trying to hide. Like, I, like, even one of my exes, one time we were out with, like, a couple of my friends, and she showed him a picture of us, like, we were at a pool or something, and I was in a bathing suit. And he was like, he looked at me and he was like, because this was like when we first were dating. And he was like, I didn't know you had those. And I was like, yeah, I gotta try to hide them because it gives like negative attention. It's like,
yeah,
it's just attention that I don't, that honestly, it sometimes makes me feel more insecure than a compliment. You know what I mean?
I definitely struggle with the being top heavy too, because like the shirts that look good on a flat, there's a trend that someone, oh, can you hear my dog? There's a trend that goes around that's like, oh, does it look good or is she just flat chested? Where like, and it's like a heavy chested girl trying to like, hey, it's a, it looks appropriate on her, but it doesn't look appropriate on me because I'm top heavy. Mm-hmm. So like most of the time, like even for me, I'm struggling at work trying to find work outfits of shirts that don't hang too low. I end up dressing like fucking Steve Jobs most of the time with a damn turtleneck.
Steve Jobs. Sorry, anything
else? I just realized we are all the big titty committee.
We are. Hey! There is no itty bitties up in here at all.
Not but at if all. We, are, we support you and we love you and we would lend the you some if we could.
Is real.
Yeah, you want some? I got some extra. You can have it.
We were literally just talking about how it makes our back hurts right before we went on live, me and Teresa.
Well, like I was literally looking at myself in the camera and I noticed like I slouch forward and I'm like, I need to get one of those things that like forces me. But at the same time, like when you have a big chest, when you're standing properly, it looks like you're trying to poke your chest out. So it's, I think it's part of what I've inherently always done, which is like slouch in to hide them more.
Yeah.
Real quick, Michelle on our Instagram said those expectations on what the outfits are supposed to look like. Time hop triggers me sometimes because it's like, hey, look at you 7 years ago. Yeah.
I feel I struggle with that. Like I thought I was big 7 years ago. I want to be that big then because I was still single digit in size jeans.
And I thought I was fat back then. Yeah. Real quick, we got a comment from one of the guys on YouTube, Brandon. Welcome back. He was here last week. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
He said low-key insecurity on his height, and then he laughed about it. He said he's 5'6", 5'7"-ish. Is that like with your shoes?
I think a lot of men have that struggle.
With your shoes.
He said ish. I'm like, what do you mean? But yes, to your point, B, go ahead.
A lot of men do struggle with height being a big insecurity for them is what I've come across. Especially like dating apps, when you put your height on there, some of the guys are just like, I'm 5'9" if it matters. And I'm like, okay.
If it matters.
If it matters.
Yeah. And that's gotta be tough for guys because they're always expected, right, to be taller than the women that they're with, or like at least that's how society kind of paints the picture.
Yeah.
But I feel like as long as you own it, Brandon, like, then who gives a fuck, right?
Honestly, find someone shorter. Like, your demographic area has a lot of short women.
This is a fact.
I actually had this conversation with one of my friends a couple days ago, where I'm like, I'm 5 foot, 5'1" on my good days. So if a man tells me that they are 5'7", 5'9", 5'11", I have no reason to not believe them because I have no reference. I'm still looking up. So don't be that insecure about it.
You're still asking, how's the weather up there?
Yeah, I'm still asking. I'm still looking up like, hey.
I will say my insecurities have changed throughout like my maturity. Because when I was younger, my insecurities were more driven off of what other people said. Mm. Whereas now I really don't care what other people think. It's more so my own thoughts that trigger my insecurity. But I will say that I feel more insecure now in this point in my life than I ever have before, ever. Mm. And it's only because of what I see in the mirror sometimes. Like how we were saying, like when I put on that clothes and I'm like, ooh, like, cause I love the like oversized t-shirt look, but when you have a big chest, it looks like you're just fat. Like it looks like a tent.
Yeah, like the shirt hangs where your boobs are.
Yeah, I'm like, it looks like a little fucking tent. And so I'm like, aw, I can't do that. Take it off. You know,
I really realized, like, and it's all about the shirts that you buy too. Mm-hmm. Like, no shame here. Like, I love me a maternity cut shirt, and that's mm-hmm. just like, even at my size now, like I still wear maternity cut shirts because it's just about the way they fit. Mm-hmm. It's like they kind of suck in on it, like they scrunch up, so it's a cute type of shirt, but it doesn't make me look overly big in it because it's still somewhat form-fitting, but it's still loose at the same time in the right areas. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I will walk into a store and buy a maternity shirt any day of the week.
You know, like, I never really thought about that, but that makes sense because I still have a couple of my maternity
shirts. Yeah, because they're really loose in the stomach area mm-hmm. where I need it to be loose, but it's going to give you that cute accent on the side where I'm not too big. I still have curves. Mm-hmm. So it's like, come on, help me. And then the tatas will fit in nicely in the shirt because
that's smart.
And they're normally V-neck, so it kind of gives you a little something, you know, but not too much. And yeah, they're the perfect damn shirt. So, hey, don't think just because I got it on, I'm pregnant. I'm not.
Yeah.
I just had a really big lunch.
It's just the food, baby.
It's that all you can. It's that umiya.
That I was going to say though, like sushi. I think before, what my insecurities were things that I didn't have.
I get
and
that.
And now my insecurities are the things that I do have.
Oh, yeah.
Like before, I was always like, "Oh my god, very insecure," because my rear end is rather flat, right?
Same.
And that was like a big insecurity of mine coming up, but then everybody be like, well, you can't be blessed with both. Like, no, there are people blessed with both. Don't play me. Like, there are people blessed with both, but you know, that was always like the thing. And now it's like, okay, now it's just the extra weight. It's the big back and it's this and that. Like, it's the thing.
Double chin.
The double chin. Like, yeah, I'm all about angles when you take pictures. So, you know, it is what it is. But
to that point that you said, like, just some people are just built that way. You know what? God built some people. Some doctors build others. So into that segment of, like, plastic surgery trends, like, what mm-hmm. some people don't feel beautiful in their natural sense, that they just get that augmentation of some sort to make them feel that confident self. So onto, like, plastic surgery trends, is there any that you are familiar with other than, like, that BBL? Have y'all heard of any other trends?
Well, there's so many. Like, it's the BBLs, it's the breasts, it's the lifts, it's the tucks, it's the Botox, the fillers, the, you know, like, it's all the things. And before I say anything about how I feel about myself in that aspect, I want to say this first. My disclaimer is, if you feel the need to do stuff like that to make yourself feel better for you, by all means, do that shit. If you got the funds for it, go for it. If it makes you happier and it makes you feel better about yourself, great. Just be safe, please. See real doctors, okay? But for me personally, that's never been something like I've ever wanted. That's never been something that I've strived to do because I'm trying to learn. I've spent my entire life trying to learn how to love myself in my natural state. And that's hard because, to your point, like, there's all these trends with plastic surgery and being on social media whenever we're bored, essentially, you're just constantly getting reminders of, you should look like this. This is what's popular. This is what people like to see. And it's even though like I know in my mind I don't want to do something like that, it's hard to not criticize myself because I don't look like that. You know what I mean? Like it's difficult to deal with that. And I'm like, I feel bad for my daughters because it's probably going to get worse by the time they're our age, you know?
I mean, I don't know. A lot of things are going backwards nowadays. So hopefully we go back to, you know, body image not being a thing where...
Brandon said, you know, you're not ugly, you're just broke. Exactly. These bitches are fine because they got money.
No, that part.
Yes.
Because you look at half of them back in the day and you're like, ooh.
Like, who's that? Your sister? That don't even look like the same person.
Maybe you were your sister. That's your third cousin? Michelle, or first let me start with Rosie. Rosie said, I've considered buying maternity as well. They're loose around the belly and some of the shirts are cute. Yes. Michelle said, my day will come one day if Angel's listening somewhere, because she's wanted a mommy makeover probably since before she was a mommy. Michelle said, yes, Brandon, I say that all the time, that she's not ugly. She's just broke. Yeah.
Some people are into that. Confession, if you have not already known, I actually got my lips done for my birthday. So I get lip injections every like year or two. Because again, broke. So that's not something that you just wake up and be like, I'm going to go get it done today.
Well, we don't wake up and say we're going to go get it done today.
Somebody out there does.
But yeah, there's, and for me, I actually have gotten not just lips done. I've gotten Botox in my face because I get Botox right here because I don't know if you know that, but I talk with my face. So I make a lot of, that mad line. Mm-hmm. And my family genes is so, that mad line is genetic, baby. It is genetic. I'm like, it's going to get worse. Is it genetic or is it y'all just really always mad?
And probably.
I think it's both.
Probably both.
But I've also, I came across to one trend too, where I actually got cheek fat removal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How was that?
I went to Mexico to go get it done maybe 2 years ago, I think. Mm-hmm. And they took out 6 ounces of cheek fat. They were like, damn, you got some chipmunk cheeks, baby. And I'm like,
Fuck, what would they say to me? Look at this shit.
So if I can find like a picture from me like a couple years ago, just like a side by side of the difference of my cheeks now, I fell into that trend of getting my cheek fat removed. Just a little bit, obviously. But yeah, I fell into that trend.
Did it make a big difference for you? I mean,
absolutely, because people think that I lost weight, and I'm like, no, baby, I still got the ape and belly. I still jiggle when I wiggle. Like it's just, I just look good in my pictures now.
So going back to Brandon's thing, you're not ugly, you're just broke. Let's say you weren't broke. Let's say you had all the money in the world. Mm-hmm. What would you get done?
I get my titties lifted because I just don't want to wear a bra.
I do miss those days.
I struggle with the fact, like, I don't want to do any heavy plastic surgery or augmentation to where, like, I don't have a child right now. So if I get that mommy makeover before I become a mommy, then that's undoing all the work that I had done. So something like that, like, I'm not in that phase for it to bother me that much. I just have to just remind myself, like, hey, people share the same body type, not for the same reasons, but they're the same type, and that's all that matters. I just don't want to relate to someone who looks like me.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to heavily, like, change my body and appearance. It's just, like, these small insecurities that I've always had. Like, I never like taking pictures. Just my face area is what I struggle. To Michelle's comment earlier, one of her insecurities is acne, and I still struggle with that, too. So that's just something that we have to take in steps and strides, basically. Conquer one subconscious item at a time, I guess. But really thinking on it, like, how long has it bothered you? Just to, in comparison, be like, is it bothering me because it's a trend right now and people are giving attention to it? Or have I struggled with this insecurity about myself prior to? And that's something that I can still like, luckily kind of convince myself whether I want to do something or not when it comes to like trends or, you know, altering some part of my body.
Yeah. What about you, Shari? If you had all the money in the world, would you get anything done?
Nope.
No.
I used to be really insecure about my nose and wanting my nose done, but I feel like I've grown into my nose now, being older. But no, I would just keep my hair done, give me some lash extensions, and keep my nails and feet done. That's about as far as I'm going.
Yeah.
Work. I can afford mascara with all the money in the world. I'm okay with that. Like, give me some lip gloss and mascara and we're going to call it a day.
I will be honest with you. I wouldn't get anything like altered body wise, but I definitely would do laser hair removal everywhere. Because I am a hairy bitch, let me tell you. Okay. It runs in my family. Thanks, Dad. Yeah, like that's something I've been self-conscious about for most of my life. But like that stuff like is easily like you go get wax. You can, you know.
I used to get teased about my hands.
Oh, me and my arms.
Like because my arms are very hairy. And so like it trickles down onto my hand a little bit.
Same.
And like when I was in elementary school, I would always wear my sweater and never take my sweater off because my arms were really hairy. And then they started talking about my hands and they'd be like, how do you have hair on your palms? I'm like, stupid, that's not my palm. It's the outside of my hand for your information. Like I had to have a comeback for something. But like it's not the palm of my hand, dummy. But yeah, like so for the longest time I was very insecure about that as a kid, but like, get out of here.
Now sometimes those like insults stay with you.
Hell yeah, they do.
And I got told that same thing. They're like, man, you got some really hairy arms. And I think that was like in 6th, 7th grade. And I've shaved my arms ever since. And I can't get out of that habit just because now it is what it is.
Yep. Once you start
these arms.
So I'm like, yeah,
keep up this.
Yep. We're just gonna live with it. It's fine.
We're gonna rock with it.
I mean, mind you, I'm, you know, probably halfway through my life anyway, so we're good. Real quick to catch us up on some comments on our Instagram. Michelle said, I've come to terms with, I just want a tummy tuck and a breast lift and I'll be happy. Mm. She also said she blames Texas. She didn't have acne until she moved here. Rosie said, if I had money, I would have the tummy tuck and the fat removed from my arms.
Oh, your chicken wing arms. That's what I call
arms
them.
Arms is a big insecurity for a lot of people. I will say, because like I told you guys, like my whole life I've been really skinny. Like Shari's known me. I was sending her posts earlier. We've been friends for 15 years. God damn. And like this is the first time like I've ever had a jiggle there. And I'm like, what's happening?
Me and my sisters, we call it our little chicken wing.
Chicken wing. No,
baloney.
Yeah. I got a vibration plate.
Say that again.
I got a vibration plate. You know, the ones that stand out. Not, don't. Calmate.
It's like, what?
And I swear to God, the first time I stood on it, I was like, shit is jiggling in places that should
I never not. Knew it could jiggle.
Yes. Should not be jiggling. And that was a rude awakening. No, fuck you, Michelle. Michelle just said, let's do CrossFit again. No.
No.
No. No. I made the mistake of doing that with her a couple years ago. Don't get me wrong. I looked good after we did some CrossFit, but fuck, I wanted to kill her every day. Yeah, no. Do you guys think plastic surgery is cheating?
No.
No?
I don't. Because to say that it's cheating means that I'm hating, because I'm like, there's like, clearly there are some things that I would like to change about my body. I just don't or can't, but... Mm-hmm. If you can, go for it. That's all I can say about it. I'm just going to be mindful. Watch what I say, because next year I'm going to be looking like, damn, someone else. I don't know.
See, like, I don't think it's cheating either. I think, like I mentioned earlier with my disclaimer, if it makes you feel better about yourself, then do it. As long as you're doing it for the right reasons. Like, doing it to make yourself feel better versus trying to please somebody else or please an aesthetic that's popular or, you know, whatever the case is, and be safe. But yeah, I don't think it's cheating either. I think, you know, to each his own. We got a couple comments on our YouTube and our Facebook. We're going to start with Brandon's here. He said, I would get my knees done so I can look taller. White chicks reference, wink, wink. He wants, you know, that's a thing. They actually can add inches to people with plastic surgery. Danielle on our Facebook said, shoot, put a drawstring in the top of my head and lift it all at once. Everything just. And then we got one more on our YouTube from Philly P. She said, I'd maybe get some veneers and some nano micro shading brows. Oh, you know what? Yeah. That's, I mean, cosmetic, right? Is getting your brows, you know.
Micro. I forgot all about veneers. That scares me. Don't they just like shave down your teeth or something?
Yes.
No.
I used to work in dental, and I used to work for a gum surgeon and an oral surgeon, so a periodontist and an oral surgeon. And I don't recommend veneers to anyone because they're essentially caps that are put over your teeth, which is not good. If anything, implants are way better and they last longer and they keep your bone structure, like in your jaw and your face, intact. Whereas like veneers, it's just a cap that goes over your teeth. And like you said, they kind of file your teeth down to the same level so that the veneer will fit. And then eventually, if your teeth start to go bad in there and your bone starts to lose its structure, your face can start to look like sucked in. So
I didn't know that.
Yes, girl. There's all kinds of shit that like horror.
Okay, hold on, wait. Getting a crown the same thing as a veneer?
It's similar, but it's not exactly the same because veneers is usually like a whole set.
Okay, because since we're on the topic of insecurities, so one of my insecurities is my tooth right here. Me and my cousin, Mark, we have the same type of tooth. I think it's called like a pig lateral tooth, but we call it our monster tooth because it's like, it's just pointy and I don't know. I don't remember how it is, but I have a filling right here. And the dentist like a couple weeks ago was like, no, we'll put a crown on it, but we got to like file it down type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that seems committing.
It is very committing because crowns usually only last about 10 years before you have to get them replaced if you don't take good care of them.
I got to get them replaced. He didn't tell me that.
They're not going to tell you. It's a business.
Well, he did look at me like I was stupid. So whatever.
Real quick, Brandon said Glorilla makes veneers look good. She does have some really good ones. There's some really good ones out there that
there's some really bad ones.
I can't even tell. Like
Miley Cyrus's veneers make her like talk weird. Like they look like good, white and straight teeth, but she talks weird. It makes her like lips do this weird thing. Like, I don't know.
Because it kind of like pokes out a little bit. Yeah. He also said, or does she have implants? I don't know. Yeah, I usually recommend implants. Like if your teeth are getting fucked up, I usually recommend implants to people. But I'm no professional. I just worked for professionals before.
That's all we can
do.
And are they really professional?
Well, it's like I said, it's a business. Like all of that shit's a business. They're gonna make sure, you know.
Dentists are the most crooked of salespeople you will ever meet, worse than car salesmen, I promise you.
Dentists and doctors. Just doctors in general. Because god damn it.
Definitely.
Yeah. What about like a question that I ask myself a lot and that I kind of hate a little bit is that like why do we as people compliment weight loss the way that we do? Because anytime somebody loses weight, everyone's like, oh my God, you lost weight. You look so good. Da, 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 da. But I will tell you right now, skinny don't mean healthy.
Mm. Not at all.
Ariana Grande, looking at you, girl.
Oh, damn. Don't cancel us. Don't cancel us. But it's true though. Like as a society, we all do it. I catch myself doing it sometimes, and then in my head, I'm like, well, "Should you really just say that again?" Because it's like I do. I'll be like, yeah. "Damn, girl, you look good. You lost weight."
Like I've learned to ask if it's like intentional or not. I learned to like before I compliment, like, "Hey, like, is this like, are you doing something to actively lose weight on purpose?" Or I mean, it could be a health thing in a negative way that it's like, I'm going through, you know, some type of chemo or something like that. You just don't want to, you know, cross that line of assumption. But yeah, to your point, I have learned to actually ask and consider that it's not always a good thing.
It's, you know, I get mad at myself sometimes because I'll do it without even thinking about it. Like just happens. Like, oh my God, did you lose weight? Oh my God, you look so good. Like, why does that equate into looking good? You know what I mean? Like, it's just something that really bothers me that I find.
Now, well, there's one of our coworkers who, you know, went through a surgery and so to actively lose weight. And so I've been having fun hyping her up. I'm like, look at that little skinny bitch. She mm-hmm. she loses 10 pounds and now you can't tell her shit. Oh my God, look at her. Look at her.
Mm-hmm.
I love hyping women up. It's, you know, if that's intentional, I'm going to hype you up because you did it and you're feeling yourself. I can tell. I can see it. You can feel it. Like, it's such a good thing. Oh, my dog's in the camera now. She wants to get in.
That's funny because I call her, our same coworker, I call her Gone with the Wind now because of how much weight she's lost. I'm like, Gone with the Wind. Yeah. But I think we need to do better as people. I like what you said, though, Bianca, because, like, you're right. You don't know what somebody's going through. And you don't know if that weight loss was intentional. What if they're fucking depressed? What if they're, you know what I mean? Like, stress is driving them to lose weight. Like, we don't exactly know what the hell they're going through. And we're over here like, oh my God, you look so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So earlier, I don't know if you have your phone near you, Shari, but you sent to us some definitions on the different types of body images. And I would really love to hear those because I'm curious.
Yes. Okay. So there are four different types of body images. One being the way you see your body is your perpetual body image.
Okay.
The way you feel about your body is your effective body image. The way you think about your body is your cognitive body image. And the behaviors you engage in as a result of your body image is your behavioral body image.
Mine are all fucked up.
Now I got to compartmentalize what I'm feeling.
Oh, mine are all fucked up. All four of them right now. Yeah.
I think the only one for me, like the big one for me, is the behaviors. Because, like, baby, if I was skinny, you wouldn't be able to tell me.
Oh, shit.
I'm saying.
Okay. I'm popping it on a handstand. Quit playing with me. Okay. I'm just saying.
Real talk.
If I was skinny, it would be going down. But, you know, I'm barely standing on my own 2 feet with all this weight. So,
yeah.
It is what it is.
I've said that out loud to a lot of people. Like, I'll see a girl with, like, a big ass. I'm like, man, if I had an ass like that, can't you know what? Shit.
But I say it all the time. I say, this God. God don't want me to look this way.
I was just about to say that.
Because he know I'm an actor donkey.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
God knows. God knows. Like, girl, I can't let you do that because summertime is coming and you're going to act a full donkey.
No,
and
I agree. Look at God.
Look at God.
Look at God.
Keeping us humble.
Keeping me plump. It's okay.
Keeping me plump.
It's all right.
I'll be honest with you. Like, for me, like, and I know right now, the extra weight that I have on me has been driven by stress because the stress that I've dealt with in the last couple years, like, it weighs and it exhausts me. Like, so I literally, like, and I have a job where I have to be on, you know, like, because I'm a trainer. So, like, I have to be on all the time. And so I come home and I'm literally, like, exhausted. Like, even before the show today, I was, like, telling my husband, like, I need to, like, muster the energy to, like, get this going because of how tired I am. And I know for a fact, like, if I didn't have that additional stress that weighs on me, I would have so much more energy and I would be a lot more positive and I'd be able to get back into my active self because I've been active like my whole life. This is the only time in my life that I haven't been. And so I know that contributes to the way I look and the way I feel, but I have to be willing to do something about it. And it's just getting to that point where I'm like, okay.
So can I play a little advocate?
Yes, please.
Or do you think, so you said that it's the stress that your body is a reflection of the stress.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the stress is a reflection of your body?
No, I think most of my stress is other things. It's never like I'm not stressed over how I look.
But not like just because like you're stressed over it, mm-hmm. but just essentially like you always tell my son because he plays sports and I'm like, how you feel is how you play, right? Mm-hmm. So just for us, like how you look is how you feel in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, because I know for me, and it's not even like something that is always in the front of my mind or like something that I'm thinking about, but I'm like, I know the way I am, the size that I am causes me stress.
Mm-hmm.
To a degree, not that I'm sitting here thinking about it and I'm pondering over it and like, damn, this is stressing me out because I'm, I'm, you know, I'm built this way. But yeah, in some ways it is, because it's like, I do have this weight on me, so I'm not doing the things that I would normally do, which causes you stress because you would normally go out and do things to relieve your stress, right? But it's just, it's building and it's packing it on because you're not as fit as you used to be, or you're not doing the things that you used to do because of this.
Yeah. I mean, in a sense, again, I think it doesn't contribute to my stress. It contributes to some of the negativity that I have, because I feel like ever since I've looked this way, I project a little bit more negativity than I used to. And so I think that's what it contributes to. But my stresses are like life stresses. Like it's a
completely different thing.
But yes, it does contribute to my negativity and my negative thoughts that I say to myself, you know, like that self-talk, which is really unhealthy. And I think that's why I said what I said about like, this is probably the time in my life where I've been the most insecure. Even saying that out loud is difficult for me. So like to admit that out loud, I'm like, ooh, gross. But it definitely does contribute to like the negative self-talk for sure. For sure. Because I will project that. And then like humor is one of my defense mechanisms mm-hmm. when it comes to my negativity. So like I'll catch myself sometimes like cracking a joke about my gut or this or that. You know what I mean? But I'm like, man, you didn't mean that. That shit ain't funny. Like, you know, that kind of thing.
I catch myself doing the same thing too sometimes where I'm like trying to joke about it. I'm like, what I say is true, but I'm going to have to try to laugh because that's the only way I know how to deal with it. But there are some times when I'll make a comment about myself and, you know, my roommates, they'll catch me and they'll be like, hey, talk nicer to my friend, which is basically talk nicer to yourself.
Yourself.
So they're like, hey, watch what you say about my friend.
Ooh, I like that.
I do like that. How you talk to yourself has that reflection. It carries over on how you see yourself. But your confidence is the biggest key to your body image, because your body could be any image. And people are, you know, the most confident and the most beautiful because of the presence that they just give out. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah. It really does.
I think that's the biggest thing for me right now. It's like I've tried losing the weight. I've tried doing things, but I'm really in the stage of my life where I'm just not accepting it. Like I don't plan on getting bigger and like continuing this,
mm-hmm.
but I think I am. Like I have to accept the fact that I'm not a spring chicken anymore. I have had two babies, and so gravity has taken hold of different parts mm-hmm. of my body that I didn't know
fucking
it could do.
Gravity.
It too. You know, and it's like, I think I'm right now, I'm just living in that. It's like, you have a mom bod because you're a mom. You had babies. You gave the greatest life to the world. You know, like, you've done that. So, yeah, your body is going to change and just accept that. Like, yeah, you may not be able to shake the weight because you are going through a life change. Your body is changing everything. Like, the things that they don't teach you about being a woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't teach you about your estrogen and cortisol levels and this and that's going to change and your bones and like, they don't teach you about none of that. But like, yeah, my body is changing. Like I said, I'm a mid-age woman almost. Like, it's happening. And I just have to accept that and roll with the punches. So, like, yeah, there are days when I'm like, oh my gosh. But then there are days when I'm like, girl, I could put my hands on my waist a little bit and it feels different. I'm like, hey, you sucked in. I'm like, my period's gone. That's nice to feel this way.
Right.
You know, I do, I'm just in that phase right now where I'm just accepting and embracing the good days that I have. And I feel great in my clothes and I look great in my clothes. And then there's other days when I'm like, we're going to wear sweats today because
that's just how I'm feeling. Yeah.
You know, so I'm just really in the phase of just embracing my body and just accepting it for what it is.
It's just so much easier said than done. Right?
It is.
It's so much easier said than done. So kudos to you for even going that route. Cause like, I can say that all day long. I can give the advice all day long and tell people like, you know, no, accept yourself. And I'm good at giving that advice. Mm-hmm. I'm not good at taking it myself. Like, and I'll be the first one to admit that shit.
There's somebody out there for everybody, and whoever loves you is going to love you regardless of it.
Yes. So I'm blessed to have somebody who loves me the way that I am. Yeah.
It's not all about that.
Real quick, Rosie Garcia in the chat said, great convos y'all ladies are having. I appreciate y'all including everyone in the comments. Yes, join us every week. This is what we do. Really quickly. Yeah, go ahead.
I will say, you can have the prettiest woman walk into the room with the shittiest attitude.
Amen. And she will immediately be
ugly. And you can have the ugliest girl walk into the room and exude this light and aura, and you're like, holy shit, I'm attracted. So that's why I think I've just gotten to the point where I would rather work on that part of me.
Yes.
Than the physical aspect of me. Like, work on my heart, work on my soul, work on my conscience. Like, because that's all that matters when I leave this earth. Ain't nobody gonna talk about, damn, she was hella funny and smart and brilliant, but that girl was big as hell. Like, ain't nobody gonna care.
Right. Yeah.
And then like, oh, she was a horrible person. Like, mm-hmm. Nah, I don't even want to be in that. So I think it's about that.
There's one thing that you said that I want to call out before we wrap up the episode, but like, you talked about all the things that women's bodies go through that we don't get educated on. Right. Mm-hmm. We as women, I just want to say it's fucked up that we go through all of the things that we go through with our bodies, whether it be hormones, emotions, stress, whatever, right? Weight fluctuations just because of our fucking period, you know, having babies and then, you know, having to lose the weight while you're raising a new baby and
or the emotions
going through postpartum depression.
It's
yeah.
real.
But the it's fucked real. Up part of it is society puts all the expectations of looks on women. And we're the ones that deal with so much more with our bodies than men do. Not to say that men don't get pressured now either, because I feel like nowadays they get a lot more pressure than they used to, for sure. But as a woman, it's just so fucked up that we have to deal with all the societal pressure that we have to deal with, but we don't receive the education of what our bodies are going to be going through. You know, fucking Shari talked about, you know, being perimenopausal. That shit lasts for years. We spend most of our life going through perimenopause and then menopause. So, like, we're fucked either way when it comes to our hormones. And yet we're expected to look.
To show up.
To show up. And show the fuck out.
And show out.
Yeah.
No. Fuck that.
Yep.
Nope. Mm-mm. My hair is dry today. My stomach hurts. And fuck off. Like, that's how I feel.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
You know what? That is the perfect way to close the show. Yeah. Perfect way. Because we are at the top of the hour. This was a great conversation. And I think we need
We have to do it again, ladies.
Yeah, to be continued. B, how can everybody find us?
If they have not already, y'all can like, follow, and subscribe on multiple platforms, not just one. I know you favor one over the other sometimes, but we have our YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at It's No Secret Podcast, as well as our TikTok at It's No Secret Podcast Live. And if you cannot join us on our live stream every Wednesday, then you can follow and like and listen to us on our Apple Podcasts and Spotify on Sundays.
Yes. And remember, you guys, we go live every single Wednesday. Oh, God, here. I'm going to try to do it again. All right. 6 o'clock West Coast time, 8 o'clock Central, 9 p.m. Pacific. Yay. I got it right.
Nope. Eastern.
Eastern. Sorry.
No. See? Shit. I had confidence in you.
I did it every time. Every time. But every Wednesday night, we do go live. So please come join us. Subscribe on our YouTube, wherever the button's at. Tell a friend to tell a friend to come join us as well, because you guys honestly make these conversations a million times better.
Honestly, we're just three opinions. So include y'all's conversations, y'all's thoughts, y'all's questions. The more interaction, the more we can grow our platform, the more open-minded ourselves and other listeners can be. So just join us.
And remember, we started our road to 1K on YouTube. So help us get there. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
To tell a friend. And we don't keep no secrets around here, because it's no secret.
It's not. Bye, y'all. Bye.